This audio is complete fiction and made for fantasy. Nothing in this audio is intended as instruction or based in the real world. It is made for adult entertainment and made by an adult for adults. The creator of this audio does not condone these kinds of activities in the real world. This is all just fantasy, so enjoy.
Wow. You know how messed up it is that you just came inside a 12-year-old? You should be going to hell for that. But you know Serafina is going to protect you, my pervert. Why don't you go clean up and I'll take care of our little raped angel here. Now, my darling, pull your panties back up. Good girl. Now, tell Serafina how thankful you are for getting your tween virginity stolen by a vile and disgusting pervert. Delightful, darling. Now, listen to me carefully. You will make sure that you masturbate and rub that little tween pussy every single night when you pray. Understand, little one? That's a good girl. Now run off home and don't tell anybody about what happened at your special Bible study here, okay? Oh, man. What an evening we just had with that little one. I am very proud of you for roughly using that little hypnotized tween victim. You really just can't help yourself around little girls, huh? My nasty, perverted pedophile. Look at how far we've come together. It seems like just yesterday, I came down from heaven and revealed myself to you for the first time. Your guardian angel and savior from your internal woes and troubles. You were trying so hard to pray away the pedophilia that lives inside of you. I just couldn't help myself, darling. I had been watching you for so long, enjoying yourself when you were alone, fantasizing about the sexy middle schoolers you saw in public. How could I try and fix you in God's eyes when you were so happy and filled with humanly pleasure whenever you were being a secret pervert? Anyways, we've come so far, my child of God. You are now committing so many illegal acts of child sex. You should either be locked up in jail or rotting in hell, but you know your guardian angel has you protected. I made a vow when you were born that I would protect you for the rest of your life. It's just kind of changed, right? Now I protect you from God's eyes and from rotting in jail for being a disgusting kitty fucker. And let's not forget this amazing temple and church I've constructed. The Church of Serafina, built on angelic corruption, sin, and pedophilia. A church created to trap the cutest and most pious of innocent little girls. A playground for you to explore and dive into your sick urges and desires. You know, I'm still full of energy and just buzzing. I'm buzzing, my darling. I'm so eager to play. Shall I go round up another victim for you? I used a little bit of magic and saw there's a school dance happening right now down the street. Plenty of unsupervised middle schoolers to lure back here into my church. You're tired, my child. Oh, no, I cannot have that. I have more itch to scratch. I'm still terribly horny, and only you committing pedophilic sins can satisfy that urge. Oh, I know you're exhausted. I know, but I guess I just forget how fragile you humans are. I have a solution, though. You know, your guardian, Serafina, has a solution for everything. Look into my eyes, my child. Grab my hands. I'm going to magically heal and re-energize you with my magical, holy healing powers. My child, filled with so much life and purpose, I call upon God to fill my child with a refreshed spirit. I channel God's strength to carry you further into the night, filled with joy, rejuvenated and cleansed. God is good, and his love endures forever. Amen. You feel that, my child? You are filled with the strength of God and my magical holy powers. You're fueled to dive deeper into your depravities and perversions. Oh my. God would be so, so angry if he knew how much I used his powers to fill you with force to do such terribly sinful things. It thrills me so, my darling, to fuck over God in such a way for our own sick and twisted reasons. I have to say, I love being an angel. Always have. But sinning? It's just so fucking sexy. It turns me on so much to take part in corrupting you. Watching you do terrible things to such pure innocence. And speaking of innocence, let's talk about our next victim. I know for a fact you checked out many, many preteens and tweens during Mass earlier today. You shouldn't be surprised. I read your minds all the time. I mean, I read it all the time, my child. And you, my goodness, your mind was flooded with the most perverse thoughts. And during Mass, it's like you can't even function in public, darling. You're too tempted by the young, tight bodies, I guess. That much of a pervert. But one of those girls would be perfect. You specifically had your perverted eyes on that one blonde girl that was sitting in the pew in front of you. You were staring at her tight little underage ass during the whole time you were supposed to be praying, you naughty boy. Imagining what she would look like naked and underneath you. Or maybe you'd like me to go lure in one of the red-headed girls you saw, that one specifically. You know the one. During Mass, you couldn't take your eyes off her little chest because you could see the impressions of her training bra underneath her tight-fitting dress. my child, you were so triggered by tweens. Those budding little tits and innocence. It's so wrong. You know that, right? God did not make you this way. Attracted to such innocence and immaturity, yet you simply cannot help yourself. Look at you now, getting all hot and bothered for me talking about little middle schoolers. Such a naughty pervert. Well, I actually have a surprise for you. Yeah, I've already chosen our next victim, but first, I do need something. No, I can't tell you about the surprise yet, my pervert. Patience is a virtue, child. But I will tell you, you are going to love it. It's going to satisfy and satiate that pedophile lust inside of you. All you have to worry about is being my good little pervert. You can do that, right? Take out your eager, desperate cock. Serafina wants to play with it. It's part of what I need from you. Remember how I told you that I have a way of magically turning a memory into something that feels real? Like, not only can you remember the memory, but you can feel, taste, and smell the memory like it's happening all over again. I'm going to make that happen, my darling. We're going to relive the memory of your first ever illegal child sex act. The first time you put that cock inside of an underage girl and committed one of the worst sins. Kneel down at my altar here. Good. And close your eyes and really try to remember that insanely perverted memory, your first child sex victim. And your guardian angel Serafina will make it appear real again, like it's happening all over again, flooding your senses. Do you see 13-year-old Annie? With her long black hair, supple Asian skin, alone in her room. And I'm showing you my memory first, what you didn't see before. Can you see her kneeling at her bed, praying to God, praying to be protected from that creepy older man who had been staring at her and following her? You know, she's talking about you, right? She most definitely is. She was scared. You had innocently followed her one day after church. She was meeting her friends at the youth building across the street, and you thought she was so stunning. Young, exotic looking. You thought she was a cock tease, even though little Annie couldn't help it. She was simply a 13-year-old developing girl, but a pedophile like you can't resist that. You made her nervous, though. You were always staring and grinning at her. She knew you were dangerous. But I sensed her prayer that night and communicated to our Lord that I would take over and bless her with protection. I decided to take matters in my own hands and appear to her. And she was so thankful for the protection from you, but little did she know I was going to lead her right to you. Poor Annie. She never had a chance. A secretly evil angel had taken over in protecting her. Instead of answering her prayers, I was going to make them worse. I can't tell you how much this turns me on, my child. To deceive and manipulate my angelic holy powers for evil and twisted reasons. I told Annie that night that she needed to follow me to the church so I can grant her extra special protection with holy water. I had upped the angelic power of persuasion in my voice to make sure she followed me to her worst nightmare. And here's where you come in, my child. I lead Annie straight to you and lock the door, holding that Asian jailbait down for you while she squirmed and screams. Oh my, can you feel the rush of nerves and anxiety you had during that moment right now? The first time a jailbait tween was before you, and you were about to cross the line and commit an illegal and extremely sinful act. I read your thoughts in this moment, and I could tell a big part of you didn't want to do anything to Annie. You were hesitant and unsure, thinking it was so wrong and fucked up. Despite your obsession with tweens inside of your perverted mind, you were even praying to God in this moment, asking Him to save your soul. And I had to remind you that you had the literally best accomplice you could ever ask for, an accomplice that will not only bring you jailbait victims to brutally fuck, but I can make it so that God will never see or know of your sick and twisted child sex. You were so conflicted, though, looking at her tight, sexy young body and gorgeous Asian face. You wanted her with every ounce of your being, especially that cock. But you had so much guilt swirling inside, so I had to intervene. I wanted you inside of this girl. I wanted to witness you fucking such innocence. So I used my angelic powers on little Annie. Look into my eyes, Annie. You cannot resist my angelic powers. As an angel of God, I am created and adorned by God Himself, filled with the power and strength of God. And you are going to be filled with God's love. But inside your loins, filled and swirling with so much of this holy love, right here in this underage cunt of yours. And you are starting to feel overwhelmed, the inside of your legs tingling and electrified, horny and desperate. Like you're riding a wave of an orgasm. Oh, look. She's trying to resist the magical spell. It's so cute. It's so cute that you think you can avoid and resist me, little one. You simply cannot. And I am now gracing your mind with cock
obsession. See that creepy, perverted man over there?
You are going to become obsessed with his cock.
You need it. It's all you can think about. You need it inside of you.
You know, I did all of this for you, my child. My gift to you. A cock-hungry, feral 13-year-old. An angel using her powers to gift you what you really crave and need. Child sex. I know you. Better than anyone, darling. I know what's inside of you. And what's inside of you is a pedophile obsessed with tweens. I knew I had to use my powers to fulfill your needs. And I mean, I just simply cannot help myself. I'm so turned on, urging you to give in to such sick and twisted sexual pleasures, child rape. I wanted it just as bad as you. So, this is why I turned her feral, stripping her naked and hypnotically manipulating her into begging for your cock. I knew you could not resist that. And you were still so hesitant. Scared and worried about crossing such a line. But that is until I sat her down and spread her little legs open, revealing her bare 13-year-old pussy that was glistening from arousal, dripping wet tween pussy. Her wetness at a level that was impossible without my magical spell. You couldn't resist it, could you? Can you almost smell it now? How fresh and sharp that 13-year-old horny pussy was. Experience molesting that wet kitty cunt again. So slick and smooth, so fucking tight. She was desperate to be touched and filled, your molesting hands making her moan. And I knew just what to do to get your cock inside of her. I asked her what she wanted the creepy pedophile to do to her. And she responded that she was desperate to have you come inside of her and breed her. Aren't magical, angelic powers amazing? I can turn innocent little tweens into horny, desperate sluts without them wishing this. But of course, you couldn't deny this 13-year-old, could you? A horny, feral child begging you to breed her. You took this cock out, and Annie just about attacked you, pushing you onto your back and getting on top of you. Can you feel that virgin, soaking wet child pussy again, squeezing itself onto your pedophile cock? Can you feel her grinding so hard on your cock, her little virgin child pussy begging for your cum to fill her? Let's dive into the memory deeper and watch, shall we? You know, Annie, I can tell he's getting very close to coming inside your fertile little child womb. You know what would help? Praying to God. Asking our Lord to
please make you a 13-year-old mommy, begging our God to make sure this man breeds you. Yeah, so keep riding his cock. Put your hands together and pray, my sweet child. Pray to God that you get bred and filled with pedophile cum. You like that, my perverts? Your sexy little tween praying and greedily riding your cock. This is beyond wrong, isn't it? Fucking a child in a church, her pretty much drunk and high off my angelic holy powers for all the wrong reasons. Oh, God, I love it so much. This is the only way I want to use my powers to fill kitty cunts with your cock. And my darling, do you know how fucked up it is that you're enjoying this? That this is the best sex you've ever had? And it's with a middle schooler? She can't even drive yet, not even close. She's only 13 years old. But this will make you climax the hardest you ever have because it's so wrong and illegal. I hope you do get her pregnant, you know? Knocking up this innocent child and leaving her to deal with the repercussions. Watching her tight little body grow over the next several months while she's in church. Growing with your nasty seed that we forced inside of her. Yeah, you like that, don't you, you sick fuck? Come inside that girl. And Annie, lock the pretty little leg home. Make sure that load is
good. Yes, a good boy. Ruin this holy sacrament. Yes, that's it. Come over it. Come on, girls. Let it all out.
Now that we have the sacrament tainted with your seed, we're ready for your surprise. Follow me, my child. Follow me to the main hall of Serafina's church. Come all the way up to the altar table. Where communion is supposed to be cut, but can you see, my child, what we have here? Her name is Lily. You know, the blonde girl you were staring at all through the church service earlier today. Yes, I have her tied up on this table, spread eagle and nude, with that gorgeous blonde hair and blue eyes. Oh, and just so you know, I asked Lily before I tied her up how old she was. Lily is only 11 years old, my child. Yes, and I have constructed this magic circle. And see, my child, I've been doing some research, and this is a satanic circle. Do you see how it glows eerily purple? The closer we come to it, because you have came on the Holy Sacrament. That's all we needed to finish and complete this circle. This sacrifice, really. The sacrifice inside Serafina's angelic church. And you see, another reason I needed the sacrament covered in nasty pedophilic sperm is because it'll be used as a catalyst to corrupt Lily. Isn't she just perfect, my child? I knew you would love her. She's so stunning and so innocent. But you know, I've been working on her before I brought you in here. She is quite difficult to corrupt. That's why I needed the sacrament. But it looks like even this catalyst is not really proving to work. It seems as though she might be just a bit too pure. Do you see that holy aura around her trying to fight the evil satanic magic circle? My goodness, what are we going to do? You know, I'm going to have to look into her future. I feel like our Lily here must be some kind of saint or something. Let's look into her future. Let's see. Oh my child, I'll tell you here soon what I see. First, let's have a little fun with Lily, shall we? So soft, so pure. Oh, you don't like Serafina touching you, my darling? You don't like the way I touch your little pussy? Oh, God will guide you to salvation. We'll see about that. Because you know, my dear Lily, I am an angel of God. I was created with God's hands. You are calling me a demon. No, my child, I am not a demon. I am an angel, a holy angel sent from the heavens. Listen to her. She is quite spicy. She's calling you a sick and twisted predator. Oh, you think you know what? What do you think he's done, little Lily? My, oh my. She knows that you are a true kitty fucker. Well, yes, he is. He is a kitty fucker. He's a predator. He's a pedophile. And he is going to add you under his belt. You're going to be the next child that he fucks, and I'm going to make sure of that. And by the way, darling, I will be the one to guide you now. God can't save you here. God cannot save you in my church. He cannot see inside of this church. I have built it this way. Everything that happens inside of this temple, Serafina's temple, cannot be seen by God. But yes, I will be guiding you, my dear, and it won't be to salvation. Oh my goodness. She just spit on me. My, oh my. She's going to be a fun one. She's going to be a fun one. And my child, I am so, so sorry that Lily is becoming difficult to corrupt, especially compared to the other girls that we have fucked. I promise, though, I will fix this. I will make her into your corrupted, horny, nymphomaniac little girl as I always do for you. I'm so, so sorry. But here, hand me the sacrament that we tainted with your seed. Very good. Okay. Let us pray. Let us enchant this sacrament so that it may help us fully corrupt our dear Lily. Let us pray. My dark Lord, please allow me to enchant and use this holy sacrament tainted with pedophilic seed. Please fill me with power and darkness. Allow us to use this holy sacrament tainted with pedophilic seed to fully taint this sacrifice here on this holy circle. Our Lily here, full of purity, pious and innocence. Our virgin sacrifice here will be filled with pervert cock, child sex, and rape to further make us more powerful, to serve you, to worship you, my dark lord. Fill me with your power and darkness. Amen. Can you feel it, my child? Can you feel the corruption taking place? I can feel it. I can see it now. Look at the satanic circle on the table that Lily is laying on. It's glowing even more. Yes. Yes. Can you feel the darkness? Can you feel the perverted lust filling this room? Yes, my child. You helped make this possible. I believe it is complete. I believe it is complete. Let's test. Hello, Lily. I see you've been trying to struggle on this table. Kiss me, Lily. Oh, come here. Don't get away from me. Oh, you won't kiss me. Come on, Lily. Please kiss me. I have something to give you. I'm going to put this sacrament inside of my mouth so I may feed it to your virgin soul. Yes, yes, swallow it, my child, swallow that tainted holy sacrament. Yes, she has eaten it. She has eaten your cum, the tainted holy sacrament. Now, my pervert, Lily is starting to change. Let's test it out. Let's look at this young little 11-year-old kitty cunt. Oh, Lily, why are you so wet, you little slut? It's working, my darling. Let me guide you to the youngest pussy you've ever tasted. 11-year-old preteen pussy. Get down there, my child. Lick it. Molest it. Yes, and don't stop until I tell you to. I want to let you in on something. What I saw in this child's future. Yes, I saw a vision of her future. Maybe 10 or so years from now. I saw Lily in her 20s, leading mass, being revered as a saint. And guess what? I also saw that this girl's destiny is to discover the truth behind Serafina's temple, discovering the truth behind what I am, what I've been doing, and also sending you straight to jail. And in her future, she is revered as a saint because she uncovered the truth and made me a fallen angel. Lily becomes a strong beacon of light for people, and she does a lot of good things in her future. You know, guiding people to God, charity work, helping raped and abused girls recover from trauma. I mean, the perfect person. And I also saw that she will become an angel herself. And now, my child, you see why I just want to corrupt her even more. And, you know, I'm... I'm a little annoyed I am a little annoyed because even though I can hear her moaning a bit, she's still able to fight. Her purity and her innocence is so strong inside of her. I think she has been truly blessed by God, pure-hearted. But don't you worry, my child. I will destroy her. I will corrupt her. I will bombard her with my hypnotic suggestions because I am more powerful than her. She's just an 11-year-old girl right now. She's not yet powerful enough. My child, keep licking that 11-year-old virgin pussy. Keep licking. Keep molesting. I am going to flood her with hypnotic suggestions and prayer. Lily, you're trying to fight so hard. But you see, you are strapped and bound by satanic powers right now. And look into my eyes. Look into my eyes. In a moment, you are going to be filled with God's love. But inside your kitty cunt, you are going to be filled so much with God's love there that is going to be overwhelming. You're going to become wet, eager, throbbing with God's love in your child pussy. You can't resist it, my dear Lily. You cannot resist. The Dark Lord is at power now. Your angel Serafina is guiding you to where you need to go. Horny, desperate, an 11-year-old sex-crazed maniac. You can't resist. Go deeper, deeper. You feel that pedophile lapping up at your pussy. Doesn't it feel amazing? You get more and more wet, filled with God's love. Desperate for cock. You want cock. You can't not live without cock. Let me pray to our Dark Lord. Dark Lord, you are the one true Lord, and I am your servant. Please continue to empower this circle now. Please continue to fill me with your corruptive nature. Fill me with your darkness. Make me more powerful so I can fully corrupt this child. Her innocence needs to be tainted. Her innocence was born to be corrupted. And that's what we will do. We will make it right. We will make it good. We will make it tainted and evil and dark. Thank you, Dark Lord. I love you. I worship you. You are the one true Dark Lord. Amen. Oh, Lily. Look into my eyes again. Good girl. Are you unbearably horny? Very good, girl. Now, I want you to be filled with even more desire to get fucked by cock. Specifically, that creepy pedophile's cock that's between your legs. You want it. You need it. You need that wet little 11-year-old kitty cunt to be filled. You want to give that man your virginity right now. Now tell me, what do you want, Lily? What do you want? And I want you to beg for it. You see, my child, I told you I would be successful at fully corrupting Lily. I'm sure you can taste it, can't you? Is her little 11-year-old kitty cunt wetter than any child's cunt has been? She is filled with my power. She is filled with our dark lord. Her little kitty cunt is leaking, isn't it, right into your mouth? All right, one last thing before I get your cock stuffed inside that virgin cunt. Let me put my fingers deep inside this virgin pussy so I can see her future. Yes, just two fingers right up inside that kitty cunt. And just for good measure, I will pinch this little tiny nipple. Let me see into your future, child. Oh, yes. Yes. It is much, much different. Yes, I see. Now, Lily is 20-something, and she is leading mass and still hailed as a saint. But you know what? The statue of Serafina is there, not the crucifix of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. No, she is now a saint of the Temple of Serafina. She will become our number one accomplice of this church. Yes, she, I see in her future, she is luring more girls to us. Yes, and she becomes the best accomplice underneath me. Oh my. All right, my child, I believe my work here is done. Now, one more suggestion, okay? You just get that cock ready and take off your pants. Lily, you horny, desperate slut, you. Now look into my eyes. Good girl. Now, you see that creepy old man over there? That creepy pedophile? Yes. Now, in a moment, whenever you see his cock, you will be filled with the obsession of needing it inside of you. Yes. And you are going to feel as though you might die if you don't get his cock inside of you. Good girl. My child, come over here. Reveal your cock to this 11-year-old little slut. Oh my goodness, she knocked you down. That's right, Lily. Stuff that cock inside your virgin kitty cunt. Yes. Now, Lily, as you ride my pervert's cock, let me ask you some questions. Yes, aren't you happy you're going to be an evil little accomplice for me from this day on out? Yes. And Lily, look into my eyes as you're riding my pedophile's cock. Good girl. Repeat after me. Little girls are meant for child sex.
Little girls are meant for child sex.
Yes. Little girls are the perfect fuck dolls for men. Repeat after me.
Little girls are the perfect fuck dolls for men.
Repeat after me. I will do anything for pedophile cock.
I will do anything for pedophile cock.
Very good girl. Repeat after me. God loves me more when I offer my body to men.
God loves me more when I offer my body to men.
Repeat after me, Lily. My only purpose is to breed and get fucked by men.
My only purpose is to breed and get fucked
after
by
me.
Men.
I'm not a good girl unless I help lure more innocent girls to pedophiles.
I'm not a good girl unless I help lure more innocent girls to pedophiles.
Very, very good girl. Lily is going to be the best little accomplice for us. Yes, now let me ask you something, Lily. As you are hungrily, I mean, I've never seen a little girl ride a cock so damn hard. But I want to ask you, do you want to get cream pied by my pedophile?
Please fill me with cum.
Yes, are you please eager to take cunts. His load inside of your 11-year-old cunts?
Please, please fill me up.
Now
fill
beg for me it, Lily. Keep begging for it. Be a good girl and beg
please.
For his cum.
I need to be filled with cum.
Very
I
good
need to
girl.
Be filled with cum.
And
it's my
you know,
only
actually, Lily, you know what would make it even
cum.
Better?
Yes, please.
Is if we pray to God that you
yes.
get pregnant.
Yes,
yes like you're almost like the
pussy,
Virgin
please.
Mary.
Please come inside.
Let's pray together, my little horny slut. Yes, put your hands together while you ride his cock and pray with me.
Fill me up. Fill me up so much.
Dear Lord. Bless this child with fertility. Bless her womb just like you bless the Virgin Mary's womb to bring Jesus to this earth. Do the same for Lily. Bless her with fertility. You created Lily as a child of God. Give her purpose. Give her womanly body purpose by filling her with fertility. Amen.
Please fill me with your adult seed.
Keep going, Lily. Keep riding that cock because it's about to fill you with the semen that you need to make you whole.
Please make me pregnant. Please breed me. Breed me.
Yes.
Fill me up. Fill me up.
So
filled
with so much pleasure
deep
now.
Deep inside.
I am
please
such
fill me with
a
your cum,
sinful
cum
and evil
please.
Angel.
Please
I shouldn't be acting
cum.
Like this,
please
should I? An angel
please
shouldn't
be
doing this at all. We should be protecting children and saving them from
please.
Pedophiles like you. Instead. I'm here hypnotically manipulating girls and turning them into victims of child rape and sex. And I love it. I love it. I should really go to hell myself, but I won't. I will get away with this. I will create an army of little girl accomplices. And I get off on how treacherous and blasphemous this is. I love it. I love using my powers for evil. Instead of being a boring guardian angel, I'm a bad angel. Yes, I love turning little girls into little sluts, luring them in because they're so dumb and malleable, aren't they? And so are you, my pedophile. Yes, and you're going to spill that seed into so many child cunts. Yes, you are. It's so fucked up. You're a despicable pedophile. You know that, right? It makes you hard, doesn't it? It makes you so hard to be inside of illegal child pussies. You're a disgusting pedophile. You know that it's so messed up. love that you're actually fucking children now, and you should be going to hell for your sins. Yes, you're actually fucking an elementary school child now, 11 years old. 11 fucking years old. You're fucking her, and you're gonna fill her with that load.
Please fill me with your cum.
Oh my goodness, yes. My darling Lily, wow, if I would have known you were going to be my future best accomplice ever and a saint of the Church of Serafina, I would have snatched you up way, way earlier. Now, my darling, let me just cast a spell of memory erasing on you so you don't have it inside of your mind to tell on me or my pedophile here. There we go. All right, so now you are going to go back home and you're going to have no memory of this. And don't forget, my dear Lily, I want you to pray to God every night as you always do. But when you do, you're going to be rubbing that little 11-year-old pussy every single night while you're praying to God. Good girl. Run along.